Hello, my name is Dylan Arvella and welcome to the Football South Coast preview for round 13. I'm joined by one of the most iconic of Yorkshiremen, Simon Duffin. Games called off left, right and centre last weekend. Hopefully we get a full set of fixtures this weekend.
Yeah, it's funny because in my old days back in England, I'd report on the Wearside League where some of the pitches they played on, then there'd be 3 inches of mud they'd play on. They'd never play the games like that in Australia, certainly.
I don't think you have much choice over in England, though.
Often, exactly. You wouldn't get many games played.
Yeah, it's true. Remember, we're on Facebook under Football South Coast Match Center and on Twitter at FSC_official. As always, there are time codes in the description to jump to particular parts of the show. That is also where you will find our list of predictions. But without further ado, let's get into the show. As always, we're going to start off with the Illawarra Mercury Premier League. And let's just do a table recap before we get into previewing the upcoming games. Wollongong Olympic move into outright first with their point against Cronulla. Bulleye and Kembalora Fury are second and third, and they play tonight. A Bulleye win there would move them back in front of Olympic. Tarrawonna stay 5 points ahead of Port Kembla after both picked up solid wins. Wollongong United and Albion Park White Eagles are in 6th and 7th, 3 points outside the top 5. They are followed by Cronulla, South Coast United, Corrimal and Picton, while Winoona remain bolted to the bottom. Okay, the first game we're going to be speaking about, Simon, is Wollongong United v Port Kembla, a battle between 6th and 5th. A big United win could even see them leapfrog Port Kembla back into the top 5. We've got this as our match of the week. You went and watched Wollongong United this week, so what are you thinking going into this game?
Well, look, it's interesting because the previous time I'd seen Wollongong United was against Port Kembla in round 2, and you were there too next to me at that match. I mean, what a different feel that game had. Wollongong United looked classy, smooth, in control. Port Kembla, Noel Spencer hadn't quite got Port Kembla to gel yet.
There's still a lot of hope for them as well.
There was hope, but they were outplayed that day.
Yeah.
And I think the whole scenario has changed now. I mean, the whole dynamic has changed. Port Kembla are on a real winning run. Confidence must be sky high. They're in fifth. They just won 6-0. Wollongong United, on the other hand, have lost 3 in a row. And morale looked low. Their heads were down. I mean, they had some chances last weekend against Albion Park, but, you know, they were beaten and they deserve to lose.
Yeah. Ricky Zuko, he's been starting up front for Wollongong United lately. Obviously, everyone's aware of his talent. How did he look last weekend?
He was there and thereabouts. The thing about him is he can pull a trick out of the bag. You know, it was his free kick that basically made the goal that was scored for them in the second half. So, he can always score something. He can always pull something out of the bag. I wouldn't say he was their best player at the moment in terms of just generally being there and presence on the pitch. I always like watching Haji Toffee coming forward from the back. Daisuke Yuzawa, you've mentioned before, always looks, you know, looking for a goal up
very
front.
Talented, yeah.
So that, and actually, probably the one hardest worker last weekend was Billy Sovolos.
Yeah, and he got the goal.
He did in the end. He was there on the spot, yeah.
Yeah. As for Port, they picked up a huge 6-0 win over Corrimal. They were phenomenal on the counter-attack last week, especially in the second half. Sandy Locock, another 2 goals for him. Chris Smith, he's amongst the goals now. But they weren't that impressive in the first half against Corrimal.
Yeah.
How do you see this one going?
Well, I've called it a draw. I mean, part of me thinks it's got to be an away win because the morale is so high at Port Kembla and so low at United. But I still think there's talent in the United and I'm going to call it a draw.
Well, I'm actually going to go for a Wollongong United win. Oh. I reckon they might jump back onto winning ways. If they do manage a win there, given it's still plenty of time to go in the season, I still think they have the potential of making a run for the finals. Of course, like we mentioned, this is our match of the week. Twitter poll will be up on FSC_official. I'll post a link in the description for you all to go vote on that one. And that game's going to be at Macedonian Park on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. kickoff. Next game, Bulleye Winoona. Bulleye's first game of the season in the league was a 7-0 win over Winoona, which pretty much set up the current path that these two sides lead.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tricky game for Winoona, isn't it? I mean, their coach stood down last week. I'm not quite sure myself who's in charge now.
I'm pretty sure the youth grade coach has stepped up.
Is it? Okay. But I mean, so, coach has left. They're not scoring goals. They lost 7-0 in round 2. what hope is there for them in this particular match? It's not a great... You wouldn't want to come up against Bulai or Balls Paddock, would you, in that situation?
I think there is some positives for Nuna. The game, Burt Benedict Cup game against Albion Park on Monday, they were leading 3-2 with a couple minutes to go. They ended up losing 4-3. But there were some positives in attack for them. Joel Beattie, when he got on the ball, looked decent at stages. Brendan Patman was really impressive. If he gets on the ball, he can make things happen. But like we've said so much this season, goals are the problem.
Right.
And they need to be getting the ball to these players in good positions to cause a threat. For Bulai, Corey Horner, he's going to be out for a while. So Scott Best will have to step into the void in terms of an organisational sense, because Corey Horner does a lot of the talking there at the back. It'll be interesting to see how Matt Bailey works things out there. You can't really go past the Bulai win here, can you?
No, exactly. It'll be interesting, though, of course, to see the two twins playing, Marcus and Joel, if I get the names right this time, on different sides of the pitch.
I'm pretty sure they always enjoy going up against each other.
I'm imagining so. And of course, it's very different having twins with different shirts on. That way, you can't, as a reporter, you can't go wrong. Whereas at Wollongong United, when you've got Ben and Jackson Brooks, I can't tell them apart. So, you know, I'm happier having those two twins on different sides of the pitch.
Yeah. Bulai, they do have their game tonight against the Fury. I'll be covering that game for Football South Coast with updates on Twitter at FSC_official. I don't think the result there should have too much bearing on this game, which is at Balls Paddock, 2:30 p.m. on Saturday. The next game, Corrimal v Wollongong Olympic. It is a game between 10th and 1st. It seems pretty one-sided in that sense. However, Olympic did drop two crucial points against Cronulla last weekend.
Yeah, and also Corrimal got a draw against them in the reverse fixture in round two. So, I mean, you know, you could say the signs are that there's a chance for Corrimal. I mean, I've got it down as an away win. I think Olympic will want to push on from dropping points last week, and they've got the talents in the squad, I think, to win that game at the weekend.
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, I was at the Corrimal Port Kembla game. I was quite impressed with Corrimal in the first half. They did have a lot of chances to score. Piccolini had a great header that was saved by Brad Jardine. It was a great save there. And if that had gone in and a few other things had gone their way, the result could have been completely different.
So, but apart from the Piccolini and Trineschi, the obvious names, is there anybody else that struck you in that Corrimal?
Well, someone that's been really impressive. You impressed me when he played Bulai, and I believe he's impressed you in the past this season, has been James Carley.
Oh, yeah.
18-year-old kid. He was playing Bulai Youth Grade last year. He's playing centre mid for Corrimal this year. Last year, he was playing fullback. A lot of energy, nearly created a couple of goals on the weekend against Port Kembla, and I think he adds a lot to this Corrimal side. I'm surprised, having watched him play fullback last year, how comfortably he's fit into a Premier League first grade midfield.
But actually, when I saw him play against South Coast a few weeks back, he was playing down the right wing and looked also very impressive.
Well, I think his pace enables him to play essentially or out wide. Something that impressed me against Port Kembla was his ability to pick up the ball in the middle of the park and drive forward before playing that pass. And with more game time, he's going to develop his final decisions, which he's lacking in some sense, but given his age, that's something that he can definitely improve.
Yeah.
So you're going with an Olympic win here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm also going to go with an Olympic win here. They did draw against Cronulla, and they were forced to extra time against Tarawana in the Burt Benedict Cup. However, I can't see Corrimal picking up much here, but as long as they don't self-implode like they did against Port Kembla, I don't think it'll be a huge win for Olympic. That's at Memorial Park in Corrimal, Sunday at 2:30 p.m. So let's go through the remaining games in the Illawarra Mercury Premier League. Cronulla v Kembla-Warra Fury. Crinny, they got a big upset against Olympic last week, but they're going to need a bigger upset here to knock off the Fury.
Yeah, they will. I've got it down as an away win. I remember, actually, in the same fixture last year, it was 2-7, the final score, but the first 14 minutes, it was 2-2. So it was a very exciting game to be at last year. So let's hope for something similar this year.
Yeah. Interesting transfer news for the Fury. Daniel Arkabar, the Wolves under-20s goalkeeper, has come into the Fury to replace Mitch Blows, who looks likely to be out for the remainder of the season. I've seen him a couple of times. I did go to school with him, in fact. So I watched him play a few youth games for my high school back in the day. Very talented kid. It'll be interesting to see how he adjusts to men's football, and I'll be tipping a Fury win in this match. Next up, Albion Park White Eagles v Picton. It's been a big week for Albion Park. Obviously, the win over Wollongong United, the late turnaround against Winoona in the Burt Bentley Cup. I'm expecting a comfortable win for them against Picton. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I saw Albion Park last week. They missed a lot of chances, but they did pull through and win in the end, you know, and that shows the strength of the character in the team. The problem for Picton, 5 goals in 12 matches. They've got to start scoring goals if they're going to get results.
Yeah, so
Home win.
South Coast United, Tarawana. I'll be at this game on Sunday. No wins in 6 for South Coast, and they're up against an incredible Tarawana team. I doubt they'll pick up the 3 points, but I'm actually going to pick a draw in this one.
Ha, for once, Dylan, we agree. I've got it down as a draw. Funny thing is, the last time South Coast won this fixture in the league was in 2014, when actually that was the year South Coast finished 5th in the ladder. And one of the scorers that day, a certain Ricky Bertakis, who's still doing well for them for 3 years on.
Yeah.
Interesting thing about Tarawana, look how good their defence is. They've let in 9 goals only this season, which is about as good as Olympic.
Yeah, I think that's been the cornerstone for their success, really.
Yeah.
All right, so that wraps up our preview of the Illawarra Mercury Premier League. Now we're going to drop down into the WGC Cranes District League. And just to recap the table, with only 3 games played in round 12, Fernhill move back to 6 points clear at the top of the table. Rilla move into second ahead of Thrule. Helensburgh were the team that lost to Rilla, but they remain in fourth after Coniston's match was washed out. Oak Flats draw against Berkeley has them outside the top 5 on goal difference alone, while a glut of teams that include Kiama, Berkeley, Balgowney and University trail well behind finals places. Bellambie, they remain at the bottom, 2 points behind West Illawarra. First game we're going to look at, Fernhill v Helensburgh. A chance for Fernhill to potentially move 9 points clear.
Yeah, and don't forget, they won the reverse fixture 5-0 in round 2. And actually, that's part of the problem with Helensburgh. I haven't seen them all season, but if you look at the league table, they've let in 29 goals. Their defence is very leaky. You've seen them more than me, I think. What did you make of that?
Yeah, well, I went to the Helensburgh game against Rilla on the weekend, and they conceded 3 goals in 4 minutes. And in that period of play, they completely switched off. There was huge gaps in their defence, and really, once those 3 goals went in just before half-time, the game was effectively over.
Right, yeah. I mean, obviously, up front, they've got this Japanese guy, Narayuki Kato, yeah. Scored 12 goals already this season.
Yeah.
So there's always potential to score a few, but how many are they going to let in? I've got it down as a Fernhill win.
I think Fernhill will win here as well. Just too clinical for a Helensburgh side. That, like we mentioned, their attack's there, but the defence hasn't stood up to the test so far this season. Ray Robertson Field, 3 p.m. on Saturday. Next game, Rilla v Oak Flats. I said last week how Rilla need to win out if they want to win the league, and I asked Barney King after the Helensburgh match if they can still make a push for the title, and here's what he had to say.
Definitely. Oh, definitely. We've got best, I would say, the strongest depth in the league. I tell you, I've got five or six good first grade players sitting around in reserve grade. You know, this league's unpredictable. I've been in this league a while now, and I know the capabilities. If you haven't got depth at the second half of the season, when the cars start taking its toll, injuries, suspensions, and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, we'll go right to the end. You know, we'll go right to the end, and you know, we've proved that in the past. We fell short with Corrimal last year. Hopefully, we don't fall short with Fernhill this year.
I think they probably have a bit too much for Oak Flats, who their draw against Berkeley last weekend was 2 points dropped, in my opinion, because if they had won, they would have leapfrogged into the top 5 ahead of Coniston. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I think I called an Oak Flats win last week, so I regard it as 2 points dropped as well. The problem with Oak Flats, I mean, look, they're lying in 6th place. They're just behind 5th. But they've scored just 17 goals in 12 games. That's not enough goals to get yourself into the top 5. And their Josh De Gouveia scored 2 goals for them, I think, in the reverse fixture 2-2 draw. But he's got 4 in total.
Yeah.
If he's their main marksman, he's not scoring enough.
Yeah.
So they've got to start scoring. Borrello, on the other hand, of course, have two fantastic strikers in Carrick and Good. And, of course, they've also now got Daniel Atkins, who can play up front or just behind the front line. So, you know, they've got a lot of options up front.
Yeah, I was actually at this game earlier in the season. Rilla came from two goals down with about 15 minutes to go to pick up a point in that one. So I think the Wanderers are going to pick up the 3 points in this match. Your prediction for this one?
Yeah, home win again for me.
Yep, and this one's going to be at King Mickey Park. I left my drink bottle there last Sunday, so if anyone finds it, hit me up on Twitter at Dylan Arvella. A very good drink bottle. All right, so let's run through the rest of the games in the WGC Cranes District League. Kiama v Coniston. Kiama were thumped 6-0 by Fernhill last weekend, and I could see a similar scoreline here with Coniston expected to put out a few new faces. Connor have had a few injuries of late, so I imagine they'll be happy they only played one game last weekend rather than two. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I'm calling it also for a Coniston win, but and Kiama's defence very leaky. They're having 33 goals already this season. But I'm not going to think it's 6-0. I think by a goal or two, Coniston to win.
Fair enough. Next one, West v Balgownie. Both sides will be really desperate for a win here. West move clear of bottom place Balambi, while Balgownie need a win to keep their faint finals hopes alive.
Yeah, West have got quite a good defence this season, actually, and Balgownie have been struggling to find a lead marksman, but I noticed that James Seymour now has got 5 for them and has come out clear top scorer in first grade. He's got a few in reserve grade as well. But I'm calling it a draw.
Fair enough. I think Balgownie will pick up the 3 points in this one. Thurl Berkeley. I can't really see Berkeley breaking down Thurl, so I'm going to go with a home win here.
1-0?
Yeah, probably.
No, I'm going home win too. Actually, I think they'll score more than one.
Fair enough. All right, and the last game, University v Balambi. I'm going with a uni win. How about you, Simon?
Well, week in, week out, I pick Balambi, and they've let me down a lot recently. funny enough, if you look at the last three times these teams have played since Balambi came down from the Premier League, only a couple of years ago, Balambi have won them all. But I'm not going for Balambi this time. I'm going for a draw on this one.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see Doug Woodwise in this match, a chance for him to settle into his new club. All right, just an update on the Bert Bamden Cup games that were washed out. They're rescheduled for next week. Wollongong United v Port Kembla and Cringilla v University should go ahead on Tuesday the 20th, while Corrimal v Kembla Warrior Fury should be on Thursday the 22nd. That is all we have time for today. Simon Duffin, could you let the loyal listeners who have battled through to the end of the show know where they can find you?
Well, look, when I'm reporting on a match, it's under FSC_official, but I've got my own Twitter account at Duffin Writes.
Terrific. As Simon mentioned, at FSC_official is where we are on Twitter. While on Facebook, you will find all the news at Football South Coast Match Centre. Simon is actually away next week, so we will have a special guest, potentially two, lined up to fill his immense void. So make sure you listen in for that. My name is Dylan Arvella. I'm on Twitter at Dylan Arvella. And until next time, enjoy the football.